Richard Franks, who is now practicing law in Denver, is a Springfield native and a graduate of what in the 1960s was still Southwest Missouri State College. As he entered his senior year of law school at Southern Methodist University in Dallas in 1968, Franks discovered, to his chagrin, that the draft board was canceling all student deferments for graduate school after the current school year. This was, of course, the height of the Vietnam War. While he was in no way a supporter of the Vietnam War, he discovered that the U.S. Marine Corps was in bad need of lawyers, Judge Advocates General, or JAGs as they're called. So he joined the Marines. And for a year in 1969 and 70, Richard Franks and a close-knit group of fellow trial lawyers were assigned to Da Nang, South Vietnam. There they were either prosecutors or defense lawyers, trying court-martial cases ranging from sleeping on post to black marketeering to murder. When they weren't busy with their jobs, they tried to have as good a time as possible without getting killed. After all, there was a war going on. That's the background of a new book Richard Franks has published called FLC Legal, The War in Vietnam That Was Never Reported. It's based on his experiences during his year in Vietnam as a Marine attorney. I talked to Franks yesterday by phone from his headquarters in Denver.
My joke is that I was a draft dodger, and I dodged the draft successfully by joining the Marine Corps.
Right.
Let's say it this way. None of us were really that committed to the war effort, but we thought it was, given the alternatives, the right thing to do. And once we got over there and saw what was going on, it was too late to do anything. It was not a war that could ever be won, and thousands of Americans died as a result of the mistake. But we had a legal office that was staffed by the time I left, 25 lawyers.
The book's title, FLC Legal, refers to the Marine Corps Force Logistics Command. That's the command under which the Marine lawyers are deployed and which provides administrative services. So you were only in over there for a year?
Yeah, that was long enough, I thought.
No kidding. But the publisher, Austin McCauley Publishing, says Franks offers a unique perspective regarding the Vietnam War.
The perspective is from an attorney's viewpoint who was in court almost every day administering or being part of the administration of military justice.
Court-martials.
Court-martials. And those court-martials have the same effect as a civilian conviction. This story is about the law office and what happened in the law office.
The lawyers were kept busy, but, says Franks, they would occasionally run out of things to do.
And we amused ourselves in a variety of really interesting and fun ways.
Right. I mean, the least of which would be things like steak and lobster parties.
Every Saturday night, we had steak and lobster. One weekend, I water skied in July. I used to joyride in helicopters all the time. Nearly got shot down within 2 weeks of leaving, out messing around in a helicopter. Not flying it myself, but riding in it. We weren't violating any rules. We were just having a good time. There was nothing improper or illegal about it. In fact, the steak and lobster parties were visited by our two commanders. Typically, every Saturday night, they would come over on Saturday night to get a steak and a lobster. They were quite happy for us to have that benefit.
Despite not being a supporter of the war, Richard Franks is definitely proud of his Marine service.
It's one of the proudest achievements of my life, being a Marine Corps officer. And what I learned in spades was discipline. We were taught to follow orders, and we didn't question orders. That's the military way.
Franks and his fellow Marine lawyers intended to hold a reunion in the early 1970s, 2 years after their service. Instead, it took 45 years. That 2013 reunion is where the idea for writing the book began to take shape.
My best friend over there, a guy named Tommy Jarrett, who practices law in North Carolina, began to encourage me to write a book about the year in Vietnam. And I resisted and resisted and resisted and finally decided that I could probably do it. And with his help and another chap's help, we embarked on this project, and I wrote, and they supplied me with technical information, you know, information from their files and recollections, and they helped in the editing. And lo and behold, it happened, and it happened rather quickly. I wrote the book in 4 months. It's chock full of information about something that happened during that conflict that most people never would have believed could have happened, let alone did happen. It also highlights the ridiculous nature of that war. It was not a war about occupying the country, holding the country, organizing the government. It was just a war about killing. And it was an abundant mistake. And those of us who were there at the time could see that. And this is another perspective of what happened in that war and why I hope we'll never do anything like that again.